Real fast in 2011, 106, listen to this. In 2011, 106 million abortions took place in the United States of America. That's a lot of murder right there. Listen, if you've helped someone or encouraged someone have an abortion, if you had an abortion yourself, I'm not condemning you. I cannot judge you. We've all fallen short. And there can be healing, and God wants to heal. And I'm certainly not on my pedestal condemning anybody. You see what I'm saying? Christian persecution, what about them? What about that? Oh, man, I remember the days and the sweet old days when that was something that people across the sea had to worry about, where I barely even thought about it, maybe prayed about it earnestly a couple weekends out of the year when I felt really, really convicted. But people are being killed in churches in America left and right. And you know what? We should have woke up about that long before it ever got to these shores, because that's our brothers and sisters over there. You know what I mean? Out of sight, out of mind. That's a travesty. Let's see what's coming on cable. You know what I mean? We just keep sleeping away. And our world is changing. And this is the mess we're leaving for the babies. Psalms 11, verse 1. David was going through a trial. David was going through a storm. We don't know what it was. A lot of people, like always when I do my research, a lot of people have it nailed down, hammered out. They figured it out. But nobody knows for sure, really. Nobody knows for sure. Maybe it was when he was going through the thing with Goliath. Maybe it was when he was being chased by Saul. Maybe it was when his son Absalom was trying to usurp the throne from him. Nobody knows, and it's good that we don't know, because we can all relate to this. We can all relate to this, just like we don't know what the thorn in Paul's side is. And if you think you know, you might know, but you probably don't know. Okay, because if God wanted you to know, he would have put it in there. Okay, so you don't know what's going on in David's life, but there's a lot that we can learn from this. Okay, so whether you're going through a personal storm like never before in your life, okay, or you are just really concerned about the state of this country, then we need to soak this up and we need to apply it to our lives. Amen? In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? Verse 1 right there. Let's look at the top of verse 1. In the Lord I take refuge. In the Lord I take refuge. That's the answer right there. My place of safety, my place of strength, my place of encouragement, my place of joy is running to the strong tower of the Most High God. David knew that. When all around you is sinking sand, I run to the solid rock. Amen? Okay, there is one constant in your life. There is one thing that will never change, and that is the Lord. That is, a lot of people are going to come and go. A lot of people are going to come and go. People will hurt you that you never thought were capable of doing such things. You know what I mean? They're not going to mean to. Maybe they will mean to, but it doesn't matter, because when reality gets really hard, okay, what I don't need to do is run and hide. Okay, but I run into the arms of the Most High God. Now, look at these verses, okay, because I want to back this up. Everything we talk about, we can and should be able to back up with Scripture. Amen? Psalms 94 and verse 19, when the cares of my heart are many, or your Bible may say, when anxiety was great within me. Who in here loves anxiety? Come on. Tell the truth. We're in the Lord's house. Don't no one like anxiety? Okay, anyways, I can't stand it. I hate it. Okay? But you know what happens? Because I've battled with that in the past, and that ain't no joke. There was a time and a place, Shane Koppel, when somebody would talk to me about being anxious, and I'd be like, in my heart, I might hear you out, but I'm thinking, dude, you just need to man up. You just got to move forward, brother. You know what I mean? It ain't that bad. But man, when you feel that junk, it's bad. It's bad news. Okay, so the Lord let me in on that. Okay, so you're welcome. okay? You always have my ear from now on when you talk about anxiety, okay? Because I've walked a mile in them there shoes, okay? But you know what? When things get out of hand, when anxiety is in my heart, I run to the Lord and there is my peace. How do you run to the Lord? What is this Lord of the Rings type stuff you're talking about? Listen, man, it's not some mystical mystery. It's not something that you cannot do. We all can do it. We all need to do it. Okay? We open this good book and we begin to tear it up and meditate on it. I know I say that every week. I don't apologize for that because we need to get into the Word of God. We have to get into the Word of God. The Apostle Paul says, I don't mind bringing this stuff up over again. It's good for you. Repetition is how we learn things, guys. And I'm a good teacher. Because I'm repetitious. God is good. God is good. I'm not saying I'm a good. Well, you know, you got it. Y'all are bright. Okay. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolation cheers my soul. Now that is so important that we got to understand this, Portia, that God is active in our storm. He's there to comfort. He's there to give me peace. We don't want to be brokenhearted, but guess what? In this life, you're going to have tribulation. In this life, you're going to have things that are going to really potentially be able to stress you out. But God says, I'm here to give you comfort. I'm not going to leave you or forsake you. We're going to get through this. Yeah, it's going to get tough, but I'm not going to let it overtake you. Amen? You got to read it. You got to chew it up. You got to get it in your soul. You got to stand on it. Amen? That's what I'm talking about, running to that strong tower. Okay, David knew what it was like. He knew what strong towers were like. He knew what fortresses were like. He was the warrior king. You see what I'm saying? He knew what it was like to be on the defensive and the offensive. You see what I'm saying? So it's beautiful when he compares the Lord, the Most High God, to that strong tower, that impenetrable fortress. Because God, Satan cannot get to your mind unless you leave the door open, unless you leave the back door open. You see what I'm saying? Because he'll try. He will try. But if we resist the devil, he's going to flee. Amen? Okay, if you agree with me, say God is good. Mm-hmm. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. That's something we all need to stand on. Sometimes we get so weary, physically weary, mentally weary, but we know we got to keep going. I'm no fan. Well, I don't have any real hatred for them either. But my generation is so into the video game thing. And I'm in my 40s, man. You know what I'm saying? But I know cats. I know dudes now that are like hardcore. I'm going to play. I'm not knocking it. Not knocking it. Okay? That will just play the video games all day long. Moderation is the key, my sister. Now, I'm not knocking that. But the point I want to make is when I was a child. Where's May? Where's little May? Hey, little May. I was friends with your mama. Yeah, I was. She probably wouldn't claim me now. but I was friends with your mama and your aunts and your uncles. And I spent a lot of time over at that house. And Misty and Wendy and Tim, we would play the Nintendos. And there was these little dudes, man, and they'd run around. And I was never really good at video games, okay? That's probably why I'm not into them now, you know? But are you good at anything, Pastor Paul? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so anyways, these little dudes, man, mine would always get so weak. He would get weak, and he would be war battered and bruised, and he'd be running out of energy. But if you get to this thing and grab this thing, Brian, and gobble it up, you'd get big again, and your strength would get renewed, man. Okay, well, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot, but I'm saying, man, that when we run into that strong tower, okay, there's peace in his presence, but he renews our strength. I can't tell you how many times, yeah, give him some praise. I got time. I can't tell you how many times I felt like I just couldn't go on. I can't tell you how many times I felt like, man, I'm the wrong man for this job right here. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do here. Yada, 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 fill in the blank, whatever. I know you got your own comments. But I would go before the Lord earnestly. And see, sometimes it needs to be some hardcore pain, man. Or you're not earnestly going to seek Him. He will shake everything that can be shaken so you realize what's important. You know what I mean? When you run into His arms, He will renew your strength. I promise you. When you earnestly seek Him, whoop, there He is. Amen. Amen. God is good. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? How can you say to myself? So who's he talking to? Maybe his buddies, his bros are talking to him, because we can be like that. We need to be very attentive whose advice we take. You know what I mean? When we're hanging out with good Christian folks, not necessarily are they giving you good, godly Christian advice. Okay? If someone's saying you need to run and hide, it ain't worth it. Well, then you need to weigh that out. Amen. You need to back that up with Scripture. You see what I'm saying? Okay, but maybe he's talking to himself. Because sometimes you have to, a lot of the time, you have to just put your own foot down in your heart and say, no, I will do what the Bible says. You know, I will not give into this temptation. I will not do this right here. This ain't going to fix nothing. Amen? Can I get a witness in the hizzle? Amen. Okay, how can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? Talk about birds for a minute. Anybody like birds? Some bird lovers. I like to eat birds. Not pet birds. I haven't tried them. I'm not knocking it till I try it. No, I'm playing. If you like birds, that's good. That's awesome. Birds are pretty. What are we? Oh yes, birds. Birds are skittish little things, are they not? Okay, so like me and little Gracie, we'll be hanging out at the kitchen table and we'll be playing with the Play-Dohs, or maybe we'll be feeding her a little lunch or something. And the squirrels will come in the backyard, and I'll say, "Hey Gracie, look at the little squirrelies," and she loves animal life. And she'll look at the squirrelies, and you can move around and stuff like that and even knock on the glass a little bit, and the squirrel will sit up and do that really cute thing. But he's a little more secure than the birds are. Because when I see him, and he'll eventually run off, the squirrel will. But the bird, say, "Hey, Gracie, look at the little birdie." And we get some beautiful birds, you know, in our backyard. And she'll look at it. But when she begins to move closer to that window, that bird will pick up on that. And that bird is like, poof. First sign of trouble, man, birds are gone. You know what I mean? Well, as Christians, we ain't supposed to be like that little bird. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's what David is telling himself. That's what David is telling whoever he's talked to. My help comes from the Lord, okay? The maker of heaven and earth, big God, a lot bigger than my problem. Okay, and this is something that he had to get way before he ever faced Goliath. He had to get a hold of this way before he ever faced Goliath, or he'd be one of the many that were saying, "I ain't going down there. I'll hold your stuff if you want to go down there, but I'm not going down there. That dude is big." Okay, well, he knew where his strength was. Okay, so listen. Our world is crazy. This country is going through some craziness. Your life might be going through some crazy times right now. I'm telling you, this is the time that we need to build up our foundation in the Lord like never before. Okay, Pastor Fred, a lot of you know him, a lot of you never had the chance to meet him. He said his ministry was a ministry of faith because the people were going to have to live by faith. Okay, well, I'm here to say to you this morning that we have got to learn to live by faith. Okay, this world is crazy. Okay, there's nothing stopping somebody. Well, there is something from stopping somebody. But anybody can do all sorts of heinous things. You know, people are getting shot in their churches, man. You see what I'm saying? People, in my lifetime, thought it could never be like that. Never, 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 never. Even some atheist dude that has no respect or reverence for the Lord never thought he would come in and do something like that in this nation. I really thought that. Well, here we are. Amen? Here we are. Things are getting kind of crazy, right? Okay, what are we talking about? Birds. Birds. Tasty bird. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? David had a couple mountains. David had a bunch of mountains. David was the king of Israel. Okay, there's a lot of places David could go run and hide. Perhaps he's talking about Jerusalem, the city on a hill. Jerusalem was protected by three valleys, or valley on three sides. So it was a nice place to be in a defensive position. Okay? But what David is saying is, I'm not running home. I'm not locking the door. I'm not barring the windows. I'm not going in the closet and shutting the door, okay, and hoping nothing bad happens, hoping nobody finds me, because my help comes from the Lord. Okay? So, Christians, do we run and hide? So, Christians, do we run and hide? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Okay. And we can have a tendency to get so immersed in our entertainment, in our hobbies, right? To where we're hiding without hiding. You know what I mean? I'm just self-medicating myself because I don't want to deal with this stuff. Or it's so scary, because let's admit, when we get our eyes off of the Lord, the things that are happening outside of these four walls can be a little scary, right? Right? Okay. But we are not to run and hide. We're not to be some little club that locks our doors because we all love the same Lord. Okay? We're to encourage one another and do that more and more as things get crazier and crazier. Amen? Are y'all with me? I had a friend named Ross. I did his funeral several years ago now, I guess about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. And he came from up north, up in New England. There was a church called the Extreme Brotherhood. Has anybody ever heard of them? Extreme Brotherhood. They've been around for a very long time. They're having trouble building. They're having trouble. I'm not making fun of anybody. But they're having trouble getting new members into this church. And one of their rules is that they try and not have any outside. They don't leave their little compounds and stuff like that. Okay. Now, they have to work out in jobs and stuff like that, but they out in the real world, I'll just say real world for lack of a better little term, but they don't want to have any real communication with anybody that's not in the Extreme Brotherhood, okay? And one of the things they do is they cannot eat with you at all unless you're a part of the Extreme Brotherhood, okay? So when I was dealing with Ross, some of his family came down. Ross got very ill very fast. And he had told me about his family, but I didn't get all the details. So I walk into his hospital room one day, and his brother and sister came down, and they were eating. And when I walked in, I noticed that they took their trays and put them aside. And I didn't realize it till later, but they can't eat around other people. They don't want to associate with other people. It's not that they hate other people, but they want to be separated from everybody. They don't want to know what's going on in the world. They don't want to take part in anything that goes on in the world. The point I'm trying to make is we can have a tendency, like the Extreme Brotherhood, if we're not careful, to just circle the wagons. You see what I'm saying? And it's too dark out there. It's too scary. I got my little family. I got my little church family. And this is all I'm going to worry about. Well, there's a couple really big problems with that. Okay? I'm not supposed to run and hide. Amen? But there's this thing called the Great Commission. You're not here to circle the wagons. You're not here to hide your forehead no more. Okay, but the Lord has called us to go out and spread the good word. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? So we got to make sure that we're not going to go flee and hide. Amen? But we want to be about our Father's business. Are y'all with me this morning? Yeah. Talking about birds. I should have titled this sermon, Birds. All about the birds. Different kinds of birds of Northwest Florida. The spiritual discipline of birds of Northwest Florida. Isaiah 40 in verse 31. Not all birds run and hide. Not all birds run and hide. Amen. Okay. But they who wait for the Lord, you hear that, Nathan? But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Okay, I'm standing on the promises of the Lord. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. Amen? He is my help in time of trouble. He heals the brokenhearted. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm trusting in Him. Amen? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Isn't that good? Everyone say that's good. That's good. That's good. Say it like this. That's good. Very good. Okay. Not all birds run and hide. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. See, the Lord gives me strength because the road gets hard sometimes. And we get tired and we can get discouraged when we get our eyes off of the Lord. But we run into the arms of the Lord. And there's a constant flow of strengthening. Amen? Hey, taste and see that the Lord is good. Sometimes you have to be in a situation where you've got to have Him because nothing else will work. And He will show Himself true to you, okay? And while you wait on the Lord, get into the book and see where He has been there for other people and begin to build your faith up. Let your faith grow like the muscle man who works out at the beach and is getting bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. We got to build our faith up because the time's going to come when you're going to have to live by faith and not by sight. Amen? Eagles don't run. They don't hide. Me and Rachel Jean, everyone knows Rachel Jean, right? Everybody, Rachel, my wife. We were in the woods, the wilderness. Well, not like the great outback or anything like that. We were down the street, and this eagle saw us. We were close to an eagle's nest. And this eagle stands up on top of a pine tree and puts his arms out. What's he doing? He's showing me, hey, I see you. He's stretching his arms out. Hey, man, you know you're in my backyard, right? I see you. I'm willing to fight for what is mine. You see what I'm saying? We have to fight for what's ours, man. All right? The Lord will renew our strength. Now, we have to use wisdom. We have to use wisdom. And everything we do, and the Lord will give us wisdom. Amen? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Are you with me this morning? So we have to use wisdom. The other day, I'm out in the swamp in the woods with Paul Jr. and Jordan and a couple other kids, and I see this eagle's nest. For real, I'm not making any of this up right now. I wouldn't lie to you folks. I see an eagle's nest, and I'm one of these nature guys, Brian. I like the nature stuff. I love it. I can't get enough of it. It's my thing, man. And I see this eagle nest. I'm like, man, that's an eagle's nest. That's awesome. And then this eagle sees us because we're kind of close to its nest, and it starts flying around. It's saying, hey, man, I'm an eagle. You don't want to mess with whatever I got in this nest. You know what I mean? We got to be eagle saints, man. We got to rise above the storm and soar over the storm. Well, how can I do that? By running into the arms of the Lord and receiving His peace. Okay, because everything else is falling apart all around you. Amen. But we got to build up that foundation and stand on that foundation, because if our foundation is on the Lord, it ain't going anywhere. Amen? Okay, if you agree with that, do this. It's the Addams Family thing. If the Addams Family theme was very off time. Okay, anyways, God is good. Let's go to the next slide. Psalms 11 and verse 2. Psalms 11 and verse 2 should be right under Psalms 11 and verse 1. Unless they've done some changing. For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrows to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. Well, who's the upright in heart? That's us. That's the servants of the Most High God. That's the Christians. Okay, that's who that's talking about. What this is talking about is satanic ambush, shooting from the shadows. Okay, in warfare, it's really, really good if you can catch your opponent off guard. The surprise, you know, you want to maintain that element of surprise, right? Okay, I'm not that bright, I'm not that smart, but that makes a lot of sense, right? Right? Okay. So that's what Satan wants to do. In the darkness. So the enemy is getting ready for war. The enemy has been at war for a long time. And the Lord is saying, wake up, sleeper. Wake up. Wake up. You're at war against a real enemy that is taking little increments away. Little by little, because you know what? As long as it's a little bit at a time, you feel no urgency to get off your couch. You know what I mean? I'll deal with that tomorrow. I'll deal with that tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'll love you tomorrow. That has nothing to do with this. It's a good song, though. And all God's people. No, I'm playing. Anyways. Everything's being shaken that can be shaken. Amen? So our world's in a mess. America's in a mess. Your home might be in a mess. And we've been asleep. A lot of us have been asleep. Right? And Satan don't take no days off. You know, one of the major turning points in the Revolutionary War was that surprise thing General Washington did when he crossed the Delaware. No one was expecting that. You know what I mean? Well, see, the Lord keeps warning us, man. Satan ain't playing no games, man. Okay? He hates your family. You see what I'm saying? He can't stand your family. Okay. So we woke up one morning, and it looks like everything's just crazy, and everything is crazy, but it didn't happen overnight. But we've been sleepity sleeping, right? We've been sleeping in, okay, while Satan's been hard at work. But listen, 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, be sober-minded, be on guard. Be sober-minded, be on guard. You can get drunk on a lot more than liquor and booze, ma'am. You can get drunk off of liquor and booze. But a lot more. You can get drunk off fear, idols. Man, we can be, got our head in the sand while all this is going on because of my almighty awesome hobbies. For real, man. For real, we can do that. I got to make my birdhouses. Pastor Paul was talking about the birds, and I got to do the birdhouses, and I'm going to sell these in the church parking lot. No, you're not. Well, I don't care. Take it up with Rick. I don't know. Yeah. We got to be getting our cut. No, I'm playing. God is good. God is good. God is good. Let's reel it on in here. We can be losing it, man, with our hobbies. You know, with all kinds of idols. Fill in the blank, man. But anyways, Satan has been really, really busy. Right? Really busy, and somehow, some way, kind of, we've been a little content with getting our religious check mark every Sunday, right? I did my thing, now leave me alone. Not saying that you would say that to me, but maybe a kid comes to, I don't know, whatever. Okay, be sober-minded, be watchful, be on guard. Your adversary, you got one, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Who is he going to devour? The weak link, the little guy, the guy not paying attention, the guy at the end of the line. We cannot be that person. You know what I mean? So wake up. Wake up. Hey, Victory Life Church, man, these bones can have sinew and flesh and muscle on them. You see what I'm saying? God's not done with this church. God's not done with you. And God don't want to be done with America. But how much are you willing to give up? I'm not saying nothing about nothing. But the Pokemon thing, is anyone knowing about this? Is anybody doing the, oh, May? All right, yeah, the kids are doing the Pokemon thing, and you take the phone, and you go around, and you catch the Pokemons, and now it's on your phone now. So everyone turn on your phone, and we're going to catch the Pokemons. They're here. They're here. Have you seen them, May? We have Pokemons in this yard. Okay, now here's the deal, okay? This thing is, it's a craze. It's sweeping the nation. It's sweeping the world. Whatever. I don't have a problem with it, but this is one of the things that could steal our time. You know, when we need to be focusing on what's truly important. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying don't let your kids do it, okay? I'm not saying none of that, but I'm saying this thing, it's just a little game. And hold on. Hello? I'm at church, man. No, I'm playing. These things, they rob you of your time, right? Right? When you, it's the entertainment, you know? That can be just one of the things that the Lord uses, I mean, that Satan uses, and is everything's just slipping away. You know what I mean? Amen. You know what, man? The kids are crazy. I was at the park the other day for Gracie's birthday, and there was like 20 people going around like this. I'm like, man. What is this? What are they doing? Like, it's the Pokemon. You got to catch the Pokemon. And I'm like, what? And, okay, and then, so now I'm observing. I'm seeing it all over the place. You know what I mean? I know some of y'all are doing it now. Okay. Excuse me. So I'm driving at 8:30. At 8:30, I'm taking my little lunch break, and I'm leaving the church last night, and this car whips in real fast. Yeah, crazy. Whips in, I mean, not like crazy, like being chased by the cops or nothing, but whips in pretty fast, and they're kind of driving around the parking lot, and I'm like, man, that looks like Rachel. That looks like Rachel's car, or maybe Stevie's car. I'm like, I hope everything's all right. So I get in my car, and I'm leaving. I'm packing up. So I drive up next to these people, and they're kind of driving slow, and so I motion for them to roll down their window, and I'm like, hey, is everything all right? And this mother's doing this. And the son, the teenage boy's doing this over there. And like, yeah, there's Pokemon in the churchyard. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Just want to make sure everybody's cool. I don't have a problem with that. I don't care about that. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying that we are so easy to be suckered into things that are going to preoccupy us and take us away from what's truly important. Amen? So a Pokemon will preach, man. Amen. God is good. Okay. For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrows to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright. We need to be sober. Well, everything's just awesome at my house. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because Satan is prowling around seeking what he can take from you, what he can destroy from you. You know what I mean? How's your kids? What's your kids doing? Are you praying for them? Are you in the Word of God? You know what I mean? Now is the time to get into that deep, deep, deep relationship with the Lord. Yeah. You know, Josh and Dina will tell you, man, you got to have a strong foundation. You got, and they can give you one for a very affordable price. You got to have one, man. You got to have a good foundation. Amen. How's your job doing? Oh, man, everything's great. How's your marriage doing? Everything's rocking. Man, you better be sober. You better be vigilant. Amen? Satan will look at anything and try and take anything. Am I making sense? 1 Corinthians 10:12, therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. Don't get so lazy, so complacent. You need to be on guard. Don't run away. be vigilant. Be on guard. Amen? Stand firm in your faith. Let's go to the next slide. Is anybody hot? Psalms 11 and verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Listen, man, I love America. I love America, and like Lee Greenwood, I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God bless the. I love America, man. I'm proud to be an American. I think that we have awesome people here. Okay, I'm very, very proud of our U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. That can't be your foundation. You can't put your trust in that. Okay, we have responsibilities as a citizen of this land, and I'm not saying deny that, okay? And if you want to go with your flag, and you want to go with your picture, your thing, your sign, and you want to go protest something, do that as a citizen if you feel like that's what Jesus wants you to do. If you feel like Jesus would be there right beside you doing that, then go ahead and do that. But make sure you're convicted in that. And don't be mad or judge somebody else in this church because they don't feel convicted the same way as you do. You see what I'm saying? And if you want to homeschool your babies or Christian school your babies, man, that's good. That's awesome. But don't be hating on somebody else because they don't do that. But if you're strongly convicted about that, then do that. Amen? Am I lying right now? Okay. Psalm 20 and verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, military might. Some of us trust in the U.S. Armed Forces. And man, we got one that's second to none. You know, God bless the U.S. Armed Forces. Man, I'm extremely proud. I'm extremely proud of my son's decision to enter the U.S. Air Force, man. My brothers and my father and everybody that served in the military, man, I love you and thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't put our trust in the military might of the U.S. Armed Forces. Our hope comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You see, that cannot be your foundation. Okay? Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. You can't depend on the government and your favorite politician, and you're biting your nails hoping that he's going to get in there and he's going to, or she's going to get in there and they're going to change the world for better, for good. I hope so, man. I hope so. I hope so, but my hope is in the Lord. Put not your trust, Psalms 146 and verse 3, put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, not Jesus the son of man, but someone born of a woman, a human. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. Okay. People can only do so much. Your foundation cannot be people. Okay? We love our family. We love our mates. We love the guy who made the dinner plates. That's right, May. She's so cute. Yep. People will let you down, man. That can't be your foundation. You need to make sure you don't let people down. But sometimes you'll let people down. You don't mean to let people down. Some trust in chariots. We did that. Put not your trust in princes. Psalm 27 and verse 10. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. You see that? You might not have a mama. You might not have a papa. You might have never known the love of a mother or a father. But God says, I want you. I want you. I want you. Some of us have already lost our mothers and our fathers, and we're all alone. But you're not alone. You're never alone. You don't have to be alone because God says, I want you. I want you. Amen. Psalms 121 and verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. A lot of hills going on. A lot of birds going on. I'm feeling some National Geographic coming on. Maybe some Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom. Anybody remember that show? That was a good one. Who was that dude? Who was that guy? The guy, the older gentleman. Marlon Perkins. Yeah, man. Far out. Wow, you get something. I've got, who said that? Was it you? Brother Shepherd? Who? Brian. Okay, all right. I was going to give Brother Shepherd something. Okay, break out your phones. Psalms 121, verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? Where? Where? Where's your help come from? Hallelujah. Ah, man, I've been saving money for years. Man, I've got such a fat bank account. That's my help, man. I'm in the golden years. I'm sitting on the porch with my sweetie. And we're going to count the money until the cows come home. Everybody, we're going to count the money. Maybe not. Who knows? But that's not my foundation. That's not what I'm trusting in. Okay, right? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So when I'm going through a crisis in my home, in my life, when people are getting shot up in churches left and right, when militant radical Islam people, can we say that? Can we say, go into a bar and kill a bunch of homosexuals, okay? You know what? And things are getting crazy. My help comes from the Lord. I'm trusting in Him. And thank God, I am so proud of the majority of the Christians who showed the homosexual community love. Why are we not following Christ's example? When it's a sin that we don't understand, when it's a sin that I would never mess with, then I don't have to do what Jesus says, because that's not something I would do. Does that make sense? No. Jesus was hanging out with the tax collectors and the prostitutes. But, you know, and we got to give people love, man, because we've all fallen short. We've all fallen short. We've all made mistakes. We've all blown it. If you ain't never sinned, then pick up a stone and hit me in the face, because I shouldn't be up here. Not really. God is good. God is good. Some preachers getting on the social media, man. So detrimental, man. Saying things like, if Jesus was there in that club, he would have picked up a machine gun. Would you stop it with that? Would you stop that? People saying all kinds of foul stuff, making Christians look bad. You think that is not fueling the fire of the hatred for Christianity? Satan's busy, man. And no, none of us would ever say anything like that. And I believe that. But Satan's busy, man. Satan's busy, and he's seeking who he can devour, who he can manipulate like that, and who he can get to do some foul things to some good people that love Jesus. Amen. So we're in a war, and we got to wake up, but we ain't running. We got to be eagle saints. Amen. Next slide. Matthew 7:24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them, okay, that's big, that's important. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're talking about building up our faith, because you're going to have to live by that faith. You're going to have to trust in the Lord. You're going to have to be able to hear that still, small voice over all the craziness. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so it's not just hearing, but applying. Amen? We got to be obedient. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. That's a point right there where I wish I would have like jumped and like knocked one of these tiles out. But it's lost in the moment, man. It's like, it's done. It's gone. Okay. And the rain fell and the floods came. Okay, not just the rain. Okay. Not just the rain. Okay. But the floods came. It's like watching the Weather Channel as it's breaking to commercial, and it shows the trees swaying, and it shows the blizzard, and it shows the flood. Okay, that's Satan. Okay, not saying that the weather pattern is Satan, but what I'm saying is Satan comes in with everything he can. You know what I mean? He's a sneaky little devil. He's a sneaky little fella, but okay, when it's on, man, okay? And there's a point where he's not shooting in the dark, and he's just coming at you. And it's coming from everywhere, amen? But see, the Lord allows that stuff because maybe if it's just a heavy rain, well, I'm a man. I can handle a little bit of rain. All God's people went... Everyone then who hears these words, I already read that. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house, but it did not fall. Well, how come my house didn't fall, and my neighbors did? It's built on the rock, man, that sure foundation. So I've got to build up my foundation. I've got to get my faith dug in there, man. I've got to make sure my roots are in the Word of God, where they're going to bring forth that fruit, where it's not going to wither, it's not going to dry. Amen? Psalms 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. True, not true. Yeah, pretty much true. That's completely true, man. Completely true. That foundation has got to be on the Most High God. Last verse. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Yeah, man. Give the Lord some praise. I love you guys. I think sometimes I feel like you guys think I'm a little mean. Yeah. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's what you got to do, man. That's what you got to do. But are we going to do it? Or are we going to lean on our own understanding? Let's meet up again this time next week. If y'all can make it, can you make it? And we'll see how we did on this. No, I'm playing. Let's decide that we're not going to lean on our own understanding. When I see the news and I see this craziness and everything's going on, okay, my help comes from the Lord. I'm not running. I'm not hiding. I'm not locking the doors, okay? I'm going to be an eagle. I'm going to rise above this stuff. I'm going to be obedient to what the Lord has called me to do. I'm going to keep going to work. I'm going to keep living that godly life. I'm going to keep being that witness to a lost and dying world. Amen? Because if God allows something to happen to me, it is for His glory, and it is for my growth. Amen? Amen? And I'll say it again. It's kind of catchy. It's hip. The kids are all saying it now. This is, well, I'm trying to get it started. For the Christian, this is as bad as it's ever going to get. This world right here, okay, this is as bad as your eternity is ever going to be. But for the unsaved, who you need to have a burden for, who we need to have a burden for, instead of shaking our head and pointing the finger and say, man, I'm glad I'm not like that guy, the tax collector. You know what I mean? We need to have a burden for those folks, because this is as good as they're ever going to have it unless we step in and show them something. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Why not my own understanding? Because the heart is pretty deceitful. Your heart will lead you right off a cliff. Your heart is deceitful above all things. That's what Jeremiah said. I've got a pretty good heart. No, you don't. No, you don't. Your heart without Jesus is me, myself, and Irene. right? In all your ways, acknowledge him. Underline that in your neighbor's Bible. In all your ways, acknowledge him. If I go down this road, is this going to give God glory? Should I go run and hide? What does the Bible say? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Okay, so we need the Lord to make our path straight. We need to know if I need to go to the grocery store or not. I'm not talking about to get rice and beans and baked potatoes. I'm talking about to make sure I need to go to this one or that one because somebody might be blowing up that one. Oh, that's crazy, trying to scare people. Man, you don't know. You don't know, man. We got to listen to the Lord. I'm saying in 9/11 was an inside job. Man, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on that you ain't going to know. But my hope comes from the Lord. You know what I mean? You might be right about that. I don't know, but that's not, we're not going to talk about that here. Okay? But you know what? There was people that didn't go to work for some weird reason. They didn't go to work that day because somebody said, don't go to work that day. I'm saying we need to hear that voice. Okay. Oh, Jesus, bless these people. Bless them, Lord. Bless me. Bless me most of all, Jesus. I'm playing. God bless us all. We love you. We got to have reverence for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for blessing these folks, Lord Jesus. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we will run and not grow weary, that we will run to the strong tower. Oh, Lord, that you are our help, the maker of heaven and earth. Oh, Jesus, we just worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so we got Bible study for men. Monday at 1.
We pray for those that's not here and sick, Father God. We just give you all the praise. Jesus' praise.